accompany me up here the whole time? No? No? Okay. Huh? If I like? Oh, that's nice. Okay. Good morning, church. Good morning, church. Who was at church camp last weekend? Ooh. Next year, I want to see everyone's hand raised because it's so good to go for church camp. Who was blessed at church camp last weekend? Okay, that's less. Hey, why la? All right, I was blessed. We were conducting the children's session, and it was so good because we could see God's presence move with the kids, among the kids, and it was so good. And I think it's important for everyone, every church member, to be a part of church camp next year, all right? So who's going for church camp next year? Hey! Who's going for church camp next year? I'm going to come with the kid. All right. Come, okay, come. Because it's so important to set that time aside, all right? To be together as a church and to be in God's presence just for a few days. Just set that time aside and to be in God's presence. Amen? All right. Okay. I'm sure you heard of this story. There were two hunters. They were out in the jungle and they were hunting. And then they were friends, all right? So one guy, suddenly he collapsed and his eyes was glazed and he just collapsed and the friend didn't know whether he was breathing or not. So he calls 911. He says, 911! And they're like, yeah, what's your emergency? And he says, my friend collapsed and I don't know what's going on. His eyes are glazed. I don't know if he's breathing. Then the person said, okay, calm down. First, you need to make sure if he's alive. So, quiet. All of a sudden, boom! A gunshot. And then he comes back. Okay, now what? Well, yo, only my dad gets the joke. Come on, la. Wake up. Okay, he shot the friend, la. Yo, kadabali. Okay, so the topic of my message this morning is awaken the dry bones. He could not awaken his friend, yeah? Shot already, gone. Okay, now it was just a joke. It didn't really happen, in case you're wondering. Where, huh? Okay, Ezekiel 37, verse 1 to 14. The Valley of Dry Bones. If you have your Bibles, you may open to that verse, yeah? The hand of the Lord was on me, and he brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord, and he set me in the middle of a valley. It was full of bones. He led me back and forth among them, and I saw a great many bones on the floor of the valley, bones that were very dry. He asked me, Son of man, can these bones live? I said, Sovereign Lord, you alone know. Then he said to me, Prophesy to these bones and say to them, Dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. This is what the Sovereign Lord says to these bones. I will make breath enter you, and you will come to life. I will attach tendons to you and make flesh come upon you and cover you with skin. I will put breath in you, and you will come to life. Then you will know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I was prophesying, there was a noise, a rattling sound, and the bones came together, bone to bone. I looked, tendons and flesh appeared on them, and skin covered them, but there was no breath in them. See, sometimes things seem to be coming together in our lives. We may think, oh, I've got this, I've got it figured out. Everything is coming together well. Everything is coming together fine. But you know what? If there is no breath of God, if there is no breath of the Holy Spirit in our lives, it is all in vain. Amen? Then he said to me, prophesy to the breath. Prophesy, son of man, and say to it, this is what the Sovereign Lord says. Come, breath, from the four winds, and breathe into these slain that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and breath entered them. They came to life and stood up on their feet, a vast army. Then he said to me, son of man, these bones are the people of Israel. They say our bones are dried up and our hope is gone. We are cut off. Therefore, prophesy and say to them, this is what the Sovereign Lord says. My people, I'm going to open up your graves and bring you up from them. I will bring you back to the land of Israel. Then you, my people, will know that I am the Lord. When I open your graves and bring you up from them, then I will put my spirit in you and you will live. And I will settle in your own land. Then you will know that I, the Lord, have spoken and I have done it, declares the Lord. Amen. When the breath of life comes, something will happen. Turn to your neighbor and say, wake up. Turn to your other neighbor and say, wake up. Don't worry, I'm not going to ask you to breathe into your neighbor because we don't want to be conducting a resurrection service, yeah? So don't worry. All right. Someone once said this, there are two kinds of people. The first type of people will wake up and say, good morning, Lord. The second type of people will say, good Lord, it's morning. Which are we today? Which are we today? Which are you today? Which one are you? The breath of life awakens what's stagnant in our lives. The breath of life awakens what's stagnant in our life. Every mother goes through this anxious feeling when she's about to give birth. What will happen with my child? Is my child going to be okay? Is my child going to be healthy? When I gave birth to Tiana, she's our third child. See, I had to think. She's our third child. And when I gave birth to her, she was born with a cord around her neck. Okay? So she came out blue and purple in color. We didn't know. And when she came out, she was blue and purple. She couldn't breathe. The doctor immediately took her. Usually the doctor attends to the mother first and then let the nurse handle the baby or midwives. But the doctor left me there and went to attend to her because she was not breathing. Can you imagine the feeling that I had as a mom? Sitting there, lying there in anxiousness. I didn't know what was going on. I was so scared. Even the thought of it now makes me have this gut-wrenching feeling. It was such a scary feeling. But the moment that she cried, the moment she let out that breath and coughed and that sigh of relief, the same with our lives. We need that breath of life in our lives. We need the breath of the Holy Spirit in each one of us. Amen? All right. So today we're going to look at three things in our life that needs to be awakened. Number one, awaken relationships. Awaken relationships. Let's be real this morning. All right? Social media sometimes can be a little bit deceiving, right? Because we don't want to post all the bad things, correct or not? I'm not going to post my children throwing tantrum and screaming at me and shouting at me and fighting with each other, right or not? Am I? Hello? Response? No, right? I'm not going to be posting that. Pastor Stefan will not post pictures of me rotanning my kids like a Zorro, right? If he posts that, means habis lah he. No lah. No, we don't post all the bad stuff, right? You don't post the bad stuff. In church, everyone is prim and proper and everyone looks good. You all look good. Look at your neighbor and say, you look good. All right? Everyone looks good. But what goes on behind closed doors? What goes on behind closed doors? Only you know that. Some of our relationships may be good. It may be steady. Some of our relationships may be a bit shaky. Some of our relationships may be broken. But this morning, I want to encourage you, ask the Holy Spirit to come and awaken those relationships. Awaken the relationships that have been broken. Awaken the relationships that are on rocky grounds, on shaky grounds. Because the Holy Spirit will come and awaken it. Yeah? There were two brothers, Adolf and Rudolf, in Germany. Okay, in the 1920s. These two brothers, Adolf and Rudolf, they started to make shoes in their mother's laundry room downstairs. So they were making shoes and all that, and they were really, really good at it. They became shoemakers. They were really good at making shoes. And then their shoes were so good that the Olympians started to use it and run for Olympics. They won gold medal, silver medal, all by using these guys' shoes, okay? But something happened, something sad. They fought. The brothers fought. They had a feud. And then it became so bad that they didn't want to speak to one another anymore. Adolf started his company called Adidas. Rudolf started his company called Puma. The sad thing is this. I wish there was a happy ending, but the sad thing is this. They died not making up. They died in bitterness. In fact, they were born at opposite. They were buried on opposite sides of the cemetery. How sad is that? Can you imagine if they would have put their differences aside and if they would have worked together as one, how much greater they would have been than Adidas and Puma? Amen? If we are willing to put our differences aside, if we are willing to forgive and mend those relationships now, wherever we are, whatever situations you're in, mend it now. It's not too late. All right? Forgiveness is so important. Yeah? They would have been so much better. Now let's look at the story of Esau and Jacob. Esau and Jacob, y'all know this story in Genesis 27, talks about Jacob getting a blessing. Jacob getting a blessing because he stole the blessing from Esau, right? So Esau is so angry. He's so angry that he wants to kill his brother. And what does Jacob do? Come on, talk to me. He runs away. Only my husband talking to me. Thank you, dear. All right. He runs away. Jacob runs away. And it's been years later because the Bible doesn't talk about Esau. It just talks about Jacob. Jacob, he himself is being cheated by his uncle, and then he marries, and all this bad things are going on and all that. Anyway, goes on to chapter 33, verse 4. It says this: Esau ran to meet him, Jacob, threw his arms around him, not to choke him, but he kissed him, and he wept, and they wept. There was that forgiveness. There was that forgiveness. How exciting is that? After years go by, he forgive, they forgive. This is a happy ending, right? Yeah? And that's how we should be. Because you know what? Someone once said this, unforgiveness is like drinking poison yourself and expecting the other person to die. Wow. Unforgiveness is like drinking poison yourself and expecting the other person to die. The other person, tak kisah. Right? But we are the ones that hold that bitterness, hold that grudge. No, it's time to let go. Time to let go. You may say, okay, Joanna, you don't know. You don't know what the person did to me. You don't know what the person said to me. You don't know what the person did to my family. No, I don't know. But you know what? Forgiveness is still key, no matter what the circumstances is. Forgiveness is key. You may say, this was my favorite line. The person never says sorry, what? How to forgive? Am I the only one that ever said that? The person never says sorry, what? I'm not going to forgive unless the person says sorry. So childish, huh? But you know what? We have to forgive. We have to forgive. Once we forgive and let go, we can allow God to come. We can allow the Holy Spirit to awaken something within us. Awaken relationships. But you know what? You have to be willing. You have to take the initiative and do something about it. Like Jacob and Esau, they made the initiative to do something about it. Amen. Number two, awaken talents or gifts. Some of us have talents that we don't even know exist. Some of us have gifts that we don't even know exist. As Asian, we tend to look at the negative in our children, in our husbands, in our wives, in ourselves, rather than look at the positive. For example, why can't you be more like so-and-so's son? Scoring so well in school, why can't you be more like that? Or maybe to your wife, why can't you cook like so-and-so? Her food's so good, you know. Why can't you dress up more like that? More like her, why you dress like an auntie? Hello? We need to awaken the gifts that is in our husbands, in our wives, in our children, in ourselves. Time to look at the positive in one another. If you're next to your wife, say, I love you, darling. If you're next to your husband, say, I love you. I may not say it, I may not appreciate it as much as before, but I love you. Ayo, I'm so shy, oh my goodness, come on. It's time to awaken the talents within those around you, within yourself. Shy means never do before, lah. Okay. It's time to awaken the talents in one another. All right? Ask the Holy Spirit to come and awaken those unnoticed talents, those unnoticed gifts, The story of the woman at the well, John 4, verse 4 to 42. This woman was an unrighteous woman. We know her as that. We know her, oh, that sinful woman. Because she was married 5 times and she was living with someone who wasn't even her husband. Right? So we know her as being a very, very sinful woman. And if we would live back in those days, we would say, stay away from her. Tell our husbands, close your eye. Don't look at her. Right? Horrible woman. But you know what? Believe it or not, she was an influencer. What? How could she influence? Think about it. How could she influence 5 guys to marry her? And then she can still go on like nothing. She can still get another guy. How come? Because she could influence people. Now, I won't focus on that because you're like, oh. No. We go on to the next part. The Bible says this. The Bible says this. After Jesus had spoken to her, she went into the village and told people about him. And then what happened? The Bible says, many came to know the Lord. Whoa. Many came to know the Lord. Now, if God could use a sinful woman to bring people to Christ, what more a righteous person like you guys? Hello. Awaken that gift within you, people. Awaken that gift within you. Amen? What more a righteous person? I think many of you heard about the worship leader who recently decided he doesn't want to be a Christian anymore. Just happened this past week. I'm not here to judge him, but I'm here to say something. It didn't happen overnight, okay? He didn't wake up in the morning and decided, oh, I don't want to be Christian lah. No, it was probably already brewing within him. Okay, but the point is this. His songs brought thousands to their knees before God. His songs lead us directly into God's presence. How come? How come? Now, if a person that is not following Christ properly can bring us to Christ, what more you and I? What more you guys? Use your talents. Use the gifts that God has given you. Awaken those gifts within you to bring people to Christ. Awaken those gifts within you to do something for the Lord. Maybe some of you, your gifts may be photography. You may take really, really good pictures. Not everyone is a photographer. If you see some pictures that my mom takes, you'll be like, what is that? Okay? Some people, that may not be the gifts because she takes like that, you know? So it's not very clear, but it's okay. Some of you, your gifts may be photography. Use that for social media. Say, hey, I want to be involved in social media. I want to get involved in the social media in church because that is your ministry. Some of you may be talking. You may be really, really good at talking. Get involved in the ushering team. Get involved in the New People Network. That is your gift. That is your gift. Don't let it go to waste. Awaken those gifts within you. Find a ministry that you can be involved in. Amen? Amen. Last week during camp, we were saying that the Holy Spirit was so present, right? The first 2 sessions was amazing. Like you would have goosebumps walking in the room. God was so real in that room. And the first night we were praying, and then one of the girls, she was 11 years old, and she felt the Holy Spirit ask her to confess her sins before God. And so she did that. She was praying, and then you would be surprised. The kids were crying. I also was like, oh my gosh, so cool, okay? So the kids were crying and they were praying and some started even speaking in tongues. And then this girl, she felt the need to confess her sin before God, and so she did. Then the next day, when I was praying for one child here, all of a sudden I hear this girl praying. And I look and I see her, she's praying, she's laying hands. This 11-year-old girl is laying hands on her friend and she's praying loudly. She is praying in her own words loudly for her friends. Oh my goodness. See, when the Holy Spirit comes and you have gotten rid of your sins, yeah? The Holy Spirit will awaken those gifts within you. How amazing is that? If God can use an 11-year-old girl to do that, can He use you and I, friends? Amen. Are we willing to get rid of our past mistakes? Are we willing to awaken those unnoticed gifts, those unnoticed talents within us? for His glory. Yes. Number three. Here's my last point already. Awaken dreams. Awaken dreams. There are dreams that we have set for ourselves when we were younger. Yeah? There are dreams that we have put aside. You know, God has given us different things in our lives, but we say, maybe it's not going to happen. I'll just push it aside. But you know what? This morning I want to encourage you. God is awakening those dreams. God wants to awaken those dreams. Maybe some of you, your dreams were to write a book. Maybe to open a bakery. I don't know. Maybe to have 5 kids. No? None of you? Okay. But anyway, I'm saying is all of us have dreams. God is interested in your dreams. God is so interested in each one of our dreams, each one of your goals, no matter how old you are. God is interested in the seed that was planted within you. Joseph, the king of dreams, he was known as the king of dreams in Genesis 37. So he had a dream, 2 dreams, when he was young, very young. And you know, being a young person, sometimes we tend to be a bit arrogant, right? So he had this dream, these dreams, and then he goes and shows off. And he's like, hey, check it out, guys. I'm going to be better than you guys. I'm going to be king. I'm going to rule you guys. You're going to bow down before me. And he shows off. Mistake. But never mind. The dream was still planted in him. Okay? He made a mistake by saying that. But it's okay. God still gave him a dream. Right? Then he's thrown to be a slave. Sold as a slave by his own brothers. Down. Hit rock bottom. Oh. He would have been thinking, my goodness, what is going on? Sometimes we may feel like that. God gives you a dream. You go for church camp and you're like, wow, I'm on the top of it all. God is with me. And then suddenly, bam, you're shot down. And sometimes that happens. That happens in life. Life. That's what happens, right? But he gets on back on the horse. He goes back and then he finds favor with Potiphar. And he's Potiphar's assistant. So, wow, okay, maybe it's coming together again, you know? Things are going up again, maybe it's all good. All of a sudden, what happens? He's accused of rape or attempted rape. Oh my goodness, bam, down again. Oh my Lord. Okay, by then, some of us may have already forgotten the dream. We're like, okay, forget it, not happening. But what did Joseph do in prison? Years gone by. He used his gifts, going back to the second point, he used his gifts to bless those around him. He didn't give up. When the other 2 guys in the prison had dreams, and he used his gifts to interpret them. He didn't say, no, I'm not getting my dream, you're not getting yours. No, he didn't say that. He used it to bless those around him. Yeah? Eventually, he was promoted. And he, because he interpreted the king's dream. So eventually, he fulfilled the dream that God had given him. Because he was willing to do something about it. What are you doing with the dreams that God has given you? What are you doing with the goals that God has given you? Friends, it's time to awaken it. It's time to speak into our lives and say, it is not over. I want to achieve my dream. But you know what? You need to ask the Holy Spirit. We need to ask the Holy Spirit to come. Holy Spirit, come. Enter my life so that I can achieve my dreams. Don't let go of that dream. Don't forget those dreams. Keep pursuing it. Keep blessing. Riley, she loves the outdoor activities. She loves it. She may look like me, but she's a lot like her dad. She loves to do all these gymnastics and all that kind of stuff. And she's super flexible. I can't even touch my toe. So she's like her dad. So her latest thing is to dream to become a contortionist. You all know what's a contortionist? Nervous laugh. Someone who loves to bend. Bend, 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 bend. Oh my goodness, the way she bends herself, I also get scared. Alright? So she loves to do that. But as a parent, what do? We help her. We help her achieve that dream by doing what? Encouraging her. Okay, now do this. Are you working on your muscle exercises? Are you doing this? And then we Stefan built a little play gym outside, and she's swinging upside down, and her granddad gets scared every time she swings upside down. He's like, "Oh, you!" But she can swing upside down. That means her muscle is strong, yeah? So she does something to achieve that dream. We need to work towards that. John Maxwell said this, "Dreams don't work unless you do." Dreams don't work unless you do. What are we doing with the dreams that God has given us? What are we doing with the dreams that God has given us? It's time for us to awaken those dreams. It's time for us to awaken different things in our life this morning. Are y'all awake? Some of you. I can see some people sleeping, but it's okay. It's time to awaken relationships in your life, in our lives. It's time to awaken those gifts and talents that God has given you. Amen? It's time to awaken those dreams. When the breath of God breathes into the situations, things become alive. Things begin to move. This morning, I want to encourage you to ask the breath of God, the breath of the Holy Spirit, to awaken those things in our life. Because the breath of God is what we need. Amen? Amen. Pastor.